The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Around the corner, Travellini did well just to kick it around the corner. And Jared Garner has taken the mark, wants to play on. He chips it in towards the pocket. And the mark taken by Harry McMahon. There's the siren. Samiri's win. So Harry McMahon has taken the mark in the right forward pocket. Minerva Road into the ground. And this to possibly make the margin 11 points, which is very close to the 13 that Jason Doherty said they were going to win by. And he comes in. He better kick it now. I put the pressure on him and he's missed. And he's missed everything. And the score is as it was. 11-15-81 Samaris. They defeat Newtown. 11-10-76.
An absolute thriller. They gave us a draw in round six last year and they've given us a five-point ball game with Zach Sherman kicking a goal inside the final minute to keep them on top of the table, and we'll give them at least a game's break after 11 rounds as we go down to Chris Nichols.
Kingy, I've just got Pecky here. Fantastic win, mate.
I was awesome. I was probably thinking it was done at the end there, but awesome for us to get it across the line, I think. Probably made it a little bit hard on ourselves, but I think that just shows the resolve of the group to be able to come out at the end and when things
are going. So McMahon scrapped the kick, Dowling handball to Sherman. The old guard pulled you through.
Oh, yeah. Well, if there was anyone having that shot, it would be Zach, but I'd want to be having one of the best kicks I've seen. So, yeah, I think it's just like even just like Bloody taking that kick through the middle, which is just the guts we need to win the game from that point. So, yes, it's an awesome feeling when I thought probably we had lost that one.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Good on your pick. Now join your teammates.
Lockie Peck. Nico, try and get Zach Sherman if you can in the muck. So make your way out there and we'll try and get him as part of this fifth quarter. Thanks to the Sandman
sure
Mattress
will.
Factory. The Sandman Mattress Factory, of course. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. While you're heading out there, let's go around the grounds very quickly in the other GFL games that are underway. Now, this, of course, was an early start, but the scores we've got so far for Leopold Sporties, and it's Colac leading Lara pretty comfortably 34-7. Leopold 15, Bell Park 19. North Shore 26 have jumped Grovedale 8. St Albans no score. St Joseph's 21. West and South Barwon to bounce at 5:40. In the GDFL, we know there was an early start there between Geelong West and Cario at West Oval. And the score we've got 29-22. Early in Bannockburn and Bell Post Hill, it's the Tigers 8, the Panthers 17. East Geelong.
Must be blowing a gale at Winch, isn't it?
Yeah, 6-1-37 East. Winchelsea no score. Aniki Invalid no score. North Geelong 21, Belmont 19. Thompson and Werribee Centrals no score.
Kingy, I've got the hero here, Zach Sherman, mate. Magnificent goal, mate. Pressure goal.
Oh, look, just snuck through, but because it was an absolute awesome game. Like, the way they came at us in the second half was unreal. I think to keep cool heads late in the game, especially after what happened last week, I think it's a credit to us for just being able to get it forward and just work through that last couple of minutes of red time. So,
yeah. So blood winning the free kick to McMahon, over to Dowling, and a handball to yourself, the old guard, mate.
Yeah, no, it was good. It's good to have Paddy back today. I think he was very dangerous. Probably didn't kick as straight as he would have liked, but he'll get there, but yeah, he's very lively again.
Good on you, Zach. Thanks for your time. Go and join your teammates, mate.
Yeah, it's a good win for the boys.
Huge
from
win.
Mary's massive win. And sort of just now gives them a little bit of arm's length on Newtown. Now, it opens up a two-game break where we could have potentially had a three-way at 36 points. We've now got a... And now it opens the door for Leopold.
It does.
Potentially to jag or keep themselves in the hunt for the double chance. That loss for the Towners, who now will face Bell Park here next Saturday afternoon, while St Mary's will head down St Albans Road to take on the Super Saints at the Gordon TAFE Oval. It's a fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. What we're going to do is we're going to follow the two teams into the rooms, and of course we're going to get the song from the St Mary's boys, and then we'll be interviewing both coaches and our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. But I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Jason Doherty, Matt Kershaw and Chris Nichols. I'm off to the K-Rock HQ for Geelong and West Coast. Matt Kershaw is going to join me very shortly as we bring you all the action from the Cats and the Eagles. But, Jace, take it home from here, and I'll look forward to talking to our listeners in about 40 minutes from now.
No worries, Kingy. Well done, and good luck this afternoon, Geelong and West Coast. We see the reserves out on the ground now too, which is bizarre in itself.
Yeah.
At 2:35 on a Saturday afternoon.
Not doing the triangle, which is good.
Nico will be happy. And Nico's going to follow the Newtown and St Mary's boys in. And, of course, the St Mary's boys after their five-point victory this afternoon. Coming back from
last week's 4-point loss to Leopold.
Just a quarter time score. Geelong Falcons 3-1 19 to Caldwell Cannons 3 straight 18.
Close game there as well between the Falcons and the Caldwell Cannons. We see the Samaries boys just in front of us. Both of the reserve sides are out on the ground, so they're going to be able to go straight into their rooms, which are right next door to our. Right next door to the K-Rock box here at Elderslie Reserve.
So I'll just do my best here, boys, to get this song, because sometimes I go off here when I go inside.
stand and face us, Nico. That's the key, I think.
Thank you,
even
mate.
When you're in the rooms, looking like an idiot not standing towards them.
Like in the lift.
Like in the lift, that's right. So, Samaries boys, you can hear them going to the rooms there next door. So
a relieved Samaries by the sounds.
Yes, well, they were in trouble until two minutes before the end of the gap.
Well, they'd all but lost it.
So we see Chris Nichols about to head into the rooms, and fairly tight visitors' rooms here at Elderslie as well. So a lot of other people trying to get in there as well. The Samaries song, and they're victorious this afternoon. 11-15-81 defeated Newtown 11-10-76. You're in the fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will have both coaches, victorious Glenn Keast and obviously the vanquished Damien McMahon this afternoon. That'll be thanks to Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World powered by Suzuki Marine. We'll also have the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. Tough one this afternoon for Chris Nichols to judge. And we'll also wrap things up here from Elderslie Reserve and set the scene for Geelong and West Coast from Optus Stadium this afternoon as well. Today's game fueled by Epco Cafe 24/7. We've got you. Live, breathe, K-Rock football.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.